Steve, statistics show that the coronavirus is infecting and killing African Americans in the U.S. at disproportionately high rates. The data is shocking. Here are some of the reasons why. Black people being confused about messages at the beginning of the outbreak with rumors and myths saying black people couldn't get the coronavirus. Remember that? Mm-hmm. People were saying that, saying it was a white disease. That's not true. Also, some African Americans have pre-existing conditions like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, and stress. And medical experts say the black community still face barriers to having access to health care. This is not a drill, Steve. We have to warn our people and sound the alarm. And a lot of people that are medical professionals also, you know, they're black. So that's another contributing factor to the high rate.
You know, listen, information is king. We have to start understanding how important information is. Good, solid information. Caution. To err on the side of caution is your greatest protection right now. The way they're explaining it, the way we have to look at this thing is you have to assume everyone has it.
Yeah. That's right on.
That's the only way you're going to have to look at this. I was so proud of my son. He had ordered something from one of the, Grubhub or Postmates, something he had ordered off of. And he had to go outside to move his car around to the other side. Well, he happened to run up into the driver of the food. Mm-hmm. And he rolled his window down. He said, "Hey, you the driver?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "Hey, cool. You can give it to me out here." So the guy came up, and he had a mask on and gloves, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. And so my son had on his mask and his gloves when he go outside. And he got ready to roll the window down, and the dude pulled his mask down and started saying, "Yeah, man, it's a trip out here." My son said, "I rolled that window right back up and went, yo, my man, you tripping." Now, just do me a favor, man. Set the bag down right there. I get it. And then he reached and got the bag. You have to assume, people, that everyone has it. Now, you don't treat them like they got the plague, but you got to practice social distancing. You've got to, they're saying wear masks now. It cannot hurt.
And stay home. Yes.
And look,
yes,
man, we
don't
can't.
Go out for the essentials.
Where y'all going?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It ain't ain't nothing open. Ain't nowhere to go.
All right, Steve, thank you. Coming up at 34 after the hour, we're going to switch gears. We're going to ask the CLO. He's in the building, the Chief Love Officer. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.